State Representative John Cross announced millions of dollars have been allocated for the 83rd District in a nearly $2 billion supplemental appropriations bill passed by the Ohio House. However, critics are jumping in and saying, not so fast, there's more to the story. So we're going to try and sort some of this out for you here this morning. John Cross with us in the studio this morning. Thank you very much for dropping by. First of all, I have to correct something that we said kind of in the lead up on Friday and over the weekend. We referred to this as the capital budget. This is not the capital budget.
That's right. That's right.
And I want to talk more about the reason we're not talking about the capital budget coming up here in just a moment. But first, explain where this does come from.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good, Chris. Good morning, everybody. The Strategic Investment Fund is a one-time fund because basically we had a carryover of money. At the end of the day, most important point, this is the taxpayers' money. We don't print money in Columbus, Ohio like the federal government does.
Right.
We are fighting to bring our taxpayer dollars back home. Mm-hmm. And the you're right. On an odd year, we do the state operating budget.
Right.
Where we have balanced the budget. We had a carryover. We maxed out the rainy day fund. So we really didn't want to put money back into bureaucratic systems. We wanted to return the money back to our communities. On an even year, which we're in now, as long as the state is in a good, healthy financial position, we do a traditional capital budget where the state Senate, state house come together and over a bondable projects, look at community projects to fund. Mm-hmm. The House Finance Chairman and the Senate Finance Chairman and the budget staff got together and said, listen, we're going to take the $700 million of excess funds and we're going to give it back to the taxpayers in the form of a strategic investment fund to support community projects, kind of like a capital budget.
But with some notable differences in that these projects are not limited or not restricted to just bondable.
That's right. That's projects. That's right. So, that's the beauty of this. This is basically, you know, this is basically cash. They don't have to go through a lot of hoops to get the project.
Right.
The checks will be, once the bill is signed by the governor, the checks will be available July 1st on the new fiscal year. That's why we're trying to get through this as quickly as we can.
Okay.
Because projects are waiting for money and we want to get that money back to our district.
Okay. And again, we'll get to some of that's where some of the controversy lies.
Sure.
But before we do that, what specifically are the allocations for, and I know there are quite a few for the entire 83rd district, but focusing specifically on Findlay and Hancock County, what is in there?
Well, this week on Thursday, we're really excited to announce overall for the 83rd district, $9.7 million that we fought hard to bring our taxpayer dollars back home. That's for the 83rd district. We looked at large projects, small projects, and Chris, I'll announce the four here in Findlay, but part of that is a traditional capital budget we do is roughly $1.5 million for our district. We were able to do a lot more. And so the YMCA, which I believe in and helped get money in the previous capital budget, and particularly the Children's Learning Center, we got $1.25 million committed from the House and House Bill 2. The Hancock County Park District for the Oxbow Project, they received $250,000. We got $500,000 for the Hancock County Fair. No place touches more people in the district than a fair, because everyone loves the fair, and we have one of the best fairs here in Ohio. That'll help build some new livestock arenas. And finally, Owens Community College, they're going to start up a Findlay Trucking Training Center right here on their Findlay campus. We got $250,000 to help start that program. And that's important because I've been a huge supporter of our truck and logistics program. We've got $5 million in the operating budget to help with CDLs. So that's going to be a lot of good things.
And we have some local employers.
Yeah,
that would be
it's
able
a need.
To,
it's huge. Know, from bus drivers to truckers to logistics folks, it's all going to be important.
So again, there's more to the story. And part of that is that this is a bill that was passed by the House, has not yet passed the Senate.
Yeah, so House Bill 2, traditionally the House usually goes first. If you look at the operating budget, we go first with a House bill, send it to the Senate, and they look at it, maybe make some maneuvers. The difference here is the House wanted to go first because it's a House bill, And we have a lot of $350 million to divvy up what we think is right for the House members to bring back our taxpayer dollars. Mm-hmm. The Senate has their own $350 million to work with. So, you know, it's political season. I get it. I understand that politics will be in play here. But at the end of the day, what we want our friends in the Senate to do is work through their list and figure out where they would like to return their $350 million back to the district. And then that bill, once it passes the Senate, will go on to the governor. I'm assuming they'll take House Bill 2. Maybe they'll create their own Senate bill that will come to the House. But at the end of the day, it has to go through the process. And so what we've explained very eloquently and very simply to all when we made this announcement is we're not handing out checks today. We're handing out a financial commitment from the House because this is a real bill with real votes and a real commitment.
But again, the argument is that those numbers may get changed as it goes through that process.
Well, I'm not so sure, Chris.
And it was presented as though this was a done deal, and that may not necessarily be
done
the
deal in my eyes, Chris, because as you know, I'm a lover and a fighter. I love my district, and I fight like hell to bring our tax dollars home. And why the Senate would ever want to cut our money, it's Finley's people's money, it's Hancock County's people's money. Listen, the Senate has three.
Is that, interrupt, but is that one of the reasons why you went ahead and made the announcement hold the Senate's feet to the fire?
You betcha. Hello, surprise, surprise. Leverage, folks. Let me be very truthful and transparent to everybody listening. It is the greatest leverage to go first. But remember, the Senate has 33 members and $350 million. They have more buying power than 99 members and $350 million in the House. So if you want to do tit for tat, fine, but we get to go first, but the Senate has more spending power. What I'm asking my friends in the Senate is take care of your business, bring our money back home here to Findlay, Ohio. And actually, Senator McCauley, who I get along very well with, I left him room. And so a lot of these projects we funded, we only funded 50%, Chris. I want Senator McCauley to match what I did. I want Senator McCauley just to get as much credit to fight hard for his district and bring those dollars back to Findlay. The inside politics and tit for tat, that's what people are tired of. I was in the room because I'm a member of leadership. I'm in a room because people know I fight hard for my district and bring those tax dollars back home. And politics aside, this is going to be a great process. It's going to be huge, transformational projects. Our communities need things like this. And so that's what people hire me to do, is to go in there and get the job done.
What about the accusations that the districts that received the vast majority of the campaign or the supplemental appropriations in this bill was basically a quid pro quo on the vote for the speaker last year?
Oh, we funded a lot of money throughout many of our legislative districts. You know, members got notice about this way back in the fall. They had a chance to go home to their communities and work. And not all, I didn't get everything I wanted as a member of leadership. And so what we ask our members is, listen, we try to do as best we can to fund as many projects as we can. But the good news is, Chris, and for our listeners listening, we have a second round. We have a traditional capital budget coming. So if I cleared out a lot of projects, guess what? I've opened a lot of room for more local community projects to be funded. And so some communities say, why not us? I'm encouraging people to reach out to my office. If you've got a community project that can be bondable and tied to a state agency, we'd like to talk because we, again, can bring more resources back home to the district.
And you mentioned the capital budget. Normally, and this is part of my confusion in this, normally this is about the time when we would be talking about the capital budget.
Yeah,
but very quietly, sure. The end of last year, the Senate president pushed that back from when the conversations would normally start to happen until after the election. A little bit of election engineering going on there?
Well, Senator Dolan, who's the finance chairman, is running for the United States Senate. And so I'm pretty sure that he's busy on the campaign trail trying to win his primary election. And I'm not so sure he has time to sit in the finance committee and deal with that. But, you know, whatever the Senate wants to do in their schedule, they do. What I've told people politely, the Senate doesn't run the House and the House doesn't run the Senate. And it's good, healthy debate. Listen, the bickering and the banting and the back and forth, it just makes for a little more fun and more and lively atmosphere. But we have the experience, the maturity, and the intellect to sit down and work through this process and fight like hell to bring our money back, because that's what people want.
Bottom line, it was important for the House to get this done
with
the election right around the corner. I mean,
some people say, it's election. And listen, give me a date and a time. I'll be there. I'll fight for money today, tomorrow, April, May, August. We're going to fight every time. I think people have seen me in the last 6 years. They understand that we get the job done. And no matter if you're an election year, off election year, listen, capital budgets are always on even years. They're going to be in the middle of elections. It is what it is. But I'm doing my job. We're fighting hard. And I cannot wait to deliver these checks in July once the governor signs the bill.
And bottom line, you are confident that these amounts and these the announcement that you made last week, that is not going to be adjusted over the course of the rest of this process?
I would hate for the Senate to cut what we worked hard for, because our taxpayers deserve our dollars. But most importantly, Chris, what I've always told freshman legislators or new legislators is, the job is never done once you pass a House bill. You have to go work the bill in the Senate, and you got to keep working relationships. It does me no good to sit in here and poke at the Senate and rough up the Senate, because I need them and they need us. And because if things get changed, let's say something changes. Let's say, we're going to change it by $50,000. I'm going to go in conference committee, because there'll be changes made. Go in conference committee. I'm going to fight like hell to get that $50,000 back. So, I love a good deal making process. I'm good at it. But again, I really think the Senate has a lot of buying power, and I'm asking Senator McCauley to join me in these projects, and he might have a couple more that he'd like to fund, and that's exciting. So I would support anything that the Senate does.
State Representative John Cross, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks,
we appreciate it.